Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Man, a neat story took place earlier this week over in Joy, Illinois. There was a junior high football game between arch rival Mercer County and arch rival Rock Ridge. Those two schools should be in the same high school conference today as well, but that's a conversation for another day. We're joined by Ryan Redlinger, who is the seventh grade football coach at Rock Ridge, and they were involved in a game, as I mentioned, with Mercer County, who has a special needs youngster on their seventh grade team. And Ryan Redlinger, take it away. You made quite a memory for not only the young man that got a play in the game, but all the people that attended, and also the kids and coaching staffs from both sides of the field. Take it away, man. Neat story.
Okay, absolutely. We were doing a pregame warm-up, and the athletic director came up to me and just gave me the backstory on Larry and, you know, how he's been to every practice, hasn't missed a practice, but he hasn't had any game time this year. So when he said they were planning on organizing a play where the very first play from their scrimmage, they asked us if we would let him score a touchdown. So then we went back to pregame, and of course I said absolutely. There's no way I'm not going to say, you know, no, we're not going to do that. And then about 5 minutes later, the coach came up to me and gave me a little more background on Larry and his situation, and we were all for it. Then right before the game, I actually huddled our boys together and said, here's what we're going to do. The first play from a scrimmage, number 76 is going to get the ball, and he's going to score a touchdown. And then about 3 minutes later, right before kickoff, I reminded the kids, because we had the ball first. So then I reminded them again before we went out on defense for the first time. Again, 76 is getting the ball. He's going to score a touchdown. And they did a pretty good job. I was worried about a couple kids not remembering. but they did it. And when as he was running and you heard the Mercer County fans, you know, start clapping, start cheering. And then, unfortunately, the Rock Ridge fans did not know what was going on, but they did realize it probably halfway through the run, and then they started cheering. And so that everybody's cheering. You know, it's just a real emotional night to see Larry score the touchdown and how his teammates responded to him. It was, like I said, a pretty emotional night.
Yeah, and the young man's last name is Noe, N-O-E, Larry Noe, a seventh grader. Did what was his reaction? Did you get a chance to see his face? Or, you know, I assume the reaction, you had to be there to really take in the moment. But what was it like for him? You thinking, how long was a run? How long of a run was it?
I think it was 95 yards.
Oh, my goodness, that's awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, a couple of our players did it. You know, they were chasing him, but they didn't want to get too close to him. But it was exciting.
Yeah, and then what did you notice about his reaction? That had to be pretty special.
You know, to be honest, they were on the far end of the end zone, so I didn't get to see it. But I did see his teammates huddle around him and cheer and just celebrate with him.
Well, that is a great story, to say the least. Again, it happened Wednesday. And then just the moment for your kids, that had to be pretty special for them, too, being the opposition, but letting that happen.
Yeah, and you know, when you scroll through Facebook, and every once in a while you'll see a play where this happens on Facebook. And, of course, you have to watch it, you know, from the entirety. Just see the reaction of the player or the fans and the teammates, and when you get to actually participate in one, it was pretty special.
All right, awesome, and hopefully that, I know Rock Ridge videotaped that, so hopefully eventually we'll see that on social media here down the road. Ryan Redlinger, appreciate your time, and I was joking when I began our conversation, but man, it'd be neat if Rock Ridge and Mercer County would be in the same high school conference. Man, that'd be pretty neat story to follow, too. Can I get an amen on that?
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Good to talk to you, sir. What a special moment. Thanks for helping us out this morning on Sportsline.
Oh, not a problem, Jim. Thank you.
All right. We'll have more on WRMJ in a moment.